What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome to another episode of the Glow Podcast. I hope you're all having a beautiful day. Today I'm doing something a little different. I'm using the microphone that Axel got for the big camera. It's like a professional Rode microphone for the camera. However, it is not a podcast mic. The reason why I'm doing this is because Axel left this morning and he took the podcast mic with him. We do have an extra podcast mic, but unfortunately he took both of the converters for the podcast mic. So I was left without a podcast mic. Oh my god, how many times did I say podcast mic just now? Probably like a billion. Sorry about that. But yeah, I hope the audio will still be good. I mean, it is a really good microphone, so it should be good. However, I'm recording this in our new apartment and we don't have a whole lot of furniture yet, so there might be a bit of an echo. So I'm really sorry. I just wanted to say that at the beginning. I hope you guys don't mind because I still really wanted to record an episode. I was traveling a lot these past 2 weeks and I didn't get an opportunity to record anything. And today is Thursday and I want to be consistent with posting on Thursday, both on the podcast and on YouTube here in video format. So I was just like, I'm just going to try it. You guys can let me know your feedback, you know, in the reviews on podcasts or on IG, in the DMs, or here on YouTube, in the comments. If it's really bad, I'm really sorry. But I have a really interesting episode today, or interesting topic, or at least I think it's interesting, because it deals a lot with jealousy, and I feel like it's something that we've all experienced. Like, everyone felt jealous at one point in their life. Literally everyone felt jealous at some point, and I get DMs on Instagram so often asking like, Mari, do you ever get jealous? Like, you seem so open and supportive of everyone. And oh my god, yes, I do get jealous. Or I used to get more jealous than I do now since I've been applying the law of attraction and manifestation, and I'll get into that more. But I used to be really jealous of everyone, and I thought that if someone else was having what I wanted to have, then I couldn't have it. And so I was like really sad and angry. And I remember just a few years ago, I was just like, oh, this girl just got this acting job, and this acting job is like the job of my dreams. And I was like so angry. I was just thinking, oh, this role shouldn't be mine, blah, blah, blah. Like completely victim mindset. And I'm so happy I shifted that, because jealousy can be so overbearing, and it feels so liberating to just let it go. So that's why I thought it was really important to record this episode. And I just want to say at the beginning that I'm going to be talking about this in two different ways, I guess. Two different areas of jealousy. And I know that I've already recorded a podcast about this a few years ago, I think, I'm not sure when, about jealousy, but I feel like it's always important to talk about jealousy so that, you know, we can liberate ourselves from this feeling. And jealousy is a really low vibration emotion. It's just very draining, or at least that's how I experience jealousy, is that it's just like, oh, like this sluggish energy of just like demotivated, not feeling like I want to do anything, like seeing someone doing what I want, just like, oh, that's how I perceive jealousy. And that's just a really low vibration emotion. And we know for manifestation, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, we know that we want to stay as high vibe, as I like to say, as possible. And that doesn't mean to like not feel whatever it is we need to feel. Like, if we feel sad, to not feel sad, like completely not. I feel like that's a big misconception in manifestation and the law of attraction, that like people think that they have to fake being happy even though they want to cry. And I'm not for that at all. I think that we need to feel whatever it is we need to feel in the moment and then let it go, and like not stay in the emotions, you know, but not run away from them. Because like fake positivity is probably even worse, you know, than just like, no, not probably, definitely worse than just sitting down, feeling your emotions, and then letting it go. Because we're all humans, you know, and we're gonna feel sad, we're gonna feel angry, we're gonna feel jealous, you know, that's what this episode is about. But I think it's important not to judge these emotions and rather to feel compassionate with ourselves and to feel them, because so many of us are running away from our emotions, and that was definitely me in the past. I really was afraid of feeling what I needed to feel because I made it bigger in my head than it actually was. And then when I actually sat down and I was like, okay, I'm making this time to feel the sadness or I don't know, the breakup, whatever it was, it actually wasn't as big as I thought it would be. Like, I cried for like 20 minutes, it felt pretty intense, but then it kind of just released and it left. And that's when I realized, like, you know, a few years ago that, hey, like, it's okay to feel emotions, and actually you'll probably feel a lot better after. So I'm definitely not a person who encourages being fake positive and just like being high vibe in a fake way, because you know, you can't really like trick yourself. You're still gonna know if it feels true or not. The goal is to get high vibe, you know, like actually to actually feel happy, to actually start enjoying your life, to actually be excited to wake up every day, to be excited to go to your job, to be excited to be with a loved one, you know, like actual excitement, actual joy for life. And I feel like that is so important in today's society, because so many people, at least around me, are not happy. And it was also because of the virus and just being at home, and a lot of uncertainty has just created a lot of depression amongst people that I know and people my age. And a lot of people are really struggling with not feeling good. And so, yeah, that's why I'm recording these podcasts, because I've been there and I've also felt really shitty many times in my life. You know, in the past year, you guys know that I had insane anxiety because of everything that's been happening to my boyfriend Axel. And also before that, you know, like, all of the trauma that I've experienced during childhood, you know, if you don't feel it, if you don't work with it, if you don't release it, the body remembers everything, so it's stored in you. So I'm not some superhuman who is just like always positive, like definitely not, but I choose to work on myself and I choose not to stay in a victim mindset. What I mean by victim mindset is saying things like, oh, life sucks, like life is so hard, it's always been hard for me, I can never find a job that I want, you know, just like victim mindset, because it's not true and it's just a story that you tell yourself. And it's probably because you've been conditioned to tell yourself these stories. If you look at your childhood and your parents, what they not only told you but what they told themselves and what they told each other, you can probably see that they were a lot in their victim mindset. In terms of, you know, saying things like, the world is such a horrible place, the world is a dangerous place, you always have to be careful, you know, nothing ever works out, you have to really work hard to succeed, you have to basically like be a slave to the system to succeed, I don't know, like stuff like that. Because I've definitely heard that when I was little, and yeah, it gave me this false perception. And I would fall into victim mode a lot. But like I said, it's just important to realize that and to work on it, because like I've said, it's just a story that you tell yourself, and you can 100% turn that around. And wherever you are right now, whatever circumstance you're in, even if it seems like literally the end of the world, you can turn that around. And I know it's pretty crazy to hear that. At first when I heard that, that was probably 3 years ago when I started Law of Attraction. I was so angry. I was listening to a podcast, I believe, and this girl was saying exactly what I'm saying. Like, your life is in your hand. Like, you can create the life of your dreams, blah, blah, blah. I was so angry because I was like, this girl is full of bullshit, like how does she know my life? Like my life has been so hard, she has no idea. La 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 la. And I find it so funny now to reflect on that, because I feel like that's how many people feel. Many people want to stay in that victim mindset. And if that's you now, you know, just bring awareness to it. Just be like, okay, I'm not really ready to open myself up to that. And that's okay, you know? The key is just bringing awareness to what you're saying, to what you're feeling, and owning it. Yeah, just like, if you're not into law of attraction yet, if this kind of doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. Just own it, you know? And own being in a victim mindset. Just be like, I'm doing the best I can. At the moment, I can't do it any better than this. And that's fine as well. It's just, yeah, becoming aware of the story that you tell yourself and knowing that at any point you can turn it around and have the life of your dreams. I mean, I didn't believe it either, but here we are, 3 years later, and I've checked off most of the things off my vision board. And like I said, it's not because I'm some superhuman. It's just because I understood the principles of the law of attraction and I started applying them. And I did record an episode about law of attraction on my podcast, actually many episodes, but like the first one, it's called Law of Attraction 101 for beginners, something like that. Feel free to listen to that. I'm gonna re-record that here on YouTube with video soon as well, because it's so important. But once you understand it and once you start applying it and living in this high vibration energy, not from a fake place, but really from a place of like, I'm really excited about life and I'm excited about tomorrow and today and what's happening in my life, and I know that everything is aligning perfectly for me. Once you really understand that, then life becomes so much better, you know? But that's a topic for a different episode. I kind of went on a tangent here, but what I really want to talk about is jealousy. And the reason why I talked a lot just now was because jealousy is a low vibration emotion, and none of us want to feel jealous. You know, it's not a pleasurable state to be in. Like, ultimately, I feel like all of us would want, you know, like a supportive community, empowering community, and like be happy for others. And we want others to be happy for us when we succeed, you know, and that's not really a thing in the Czech Republic yet. But I have a beautiful community with all of you here on YouTube and on Instagram, where we text, you know, with a lot of hearts and support each other. And I absolutely love it when you guys message me with your accomplishments and when you text me that the law of attraction has worked for you, and I just kind of celebrate with you in the comments, I mean, in the messages. And it's just the best thing ever, you know? So I feel like all of us want this sort of just knowing that everything is unfolding perfectly for us and we don't need to feel like someone else having something is taking something from us. And I want to talk about jealousy in two different ways. First of all, there's jealousy in a relationship. Like when with your partner, if you're feeling jealous of them speaking to other people, or I don't know, doing things with other people, that's completely different to the jealousy that I will be talking about in this podcast. And I feel like, first of all, it's extremely important for you to talk to your partner and to set some guidelines. I know it sounds a bit harsh at first, but we did this literally in the first month of our relationship with Axel, and he suggested it. And at first I was like, you want to set guidelines? Like, this is not a contract, this is a relationship, blah, blah, blah. But actually, looking back, it's one of the best things that we could have done, because, you know, it made sure that we're on the same page. And I remember we wrote it in a few areas. Like, area number one was like no-goes. Something that we do that is just doesn't work for the other person at all, and it means the end of our relationship. I remember putting cheating on there, any sort of cheating, and then we like specified it, what is considered cheating, what isn't considered cheating. And then also we put aggression of any kind, like physical, verbal aggression, was not tolerated. So those were our two no-goes. And then we had some other guidelines. I could probably find the paper somewhere. I don't remember. But it's so important to sit down with your partner and to talk about it, because you might think that you're on the same page, and then after the honeymoon ends, you realize that, like, hey, we actually don't want the same thing. And maybe you want to, you know, be more open with partners and have a couple at the same time, whereas your partner would like you to be exclusive. And that's just not working. And I'm not saying that either is wrong. Either is fine, but you guys just need to talk about it, you know? And I feel like that would eliminate a lot of jealousy, because if you're feeling jealous of your partner, I don't know, doing things with other partners, but they want to do it, well, then that's just not clear communication, you know, unless the person is kind of sick in the head and wants to hurt you intentionally. But they probably just, I don't know, need that right now. And I know it's probably hard to hear that. And I'm sorry, but it's just, yeah, it's necessary to talk to your partner about it and make sure that you're on the same page, and make sure that you specify, for example, what is not okay with you that your partner does with other people. Like, for example, for me, I'm not jealous at all. Like, when Axel has so many friends that are girls, and I love it. Like, most of them are also my friends. Some of them are not, but like, literally right now he's going to Berlin to one of his best friends. Well, he has like doctor's appointments there, but he's going to be staying at one of his really good friends that's a girl place. And I know her, and I don't feel jealous at all, because we made it super clear that cheating is just not acceptable. And we specified cheating as anything like intimate, from kissing to anything else. But also, cheating for me would be just like flirting, even through text messages and stuff. And that's something that we specified. So now when he's leaving and when he hangs out with friends here that are girls, like, I don't care, because I know that there's nothing more to that. It's just their friends. And also, I love that he's not jealous of me. You know, it goes both ways. And I was just in LA, and I was in an acting school where there were primarily guys, and I made friends with them, and one of them even drove me home, but it was nothing like extra. It was literally just that. And we communicate everything with each other. I told him, hey, like, this friend is driving me home. Is that okay with you? I was asking not like to get his permission, but rather just, you know, to let him know, to just be like, I'm not doing anything behind your back. This is not weird, or this is not something extra. This is literally just a friendship. So that's how it is for us. We're not jealous at all, and I gotta say, it's one of the best things ever, because I don't have to worry about, you know, like lying to him, or I don't know. I see so many couples, like, you know, lying to each other about who they're meeting and stuff, and it just all could be avoided if you guys just sat down together and talked about it. But that's all I'm gonna say about relationships in this episode. I don't know if I can say this, but yeah, whatever, I'm gonna say it. We're planning on relaunching our podcast with Axel. It's called Unbreakable. The episodes, we filmed them 2 years ago, and I feel like my speaking skills have improved immensely. Also, my self-confidence improved a lot. So when you listen to the Unbreakable episodes, please have that in mind, please, because I literally cannot listen to them. I cringe so much. So I hope that these new episodes will be better. But yeah, we will cover all of the topics about relationships on that podcast, so you have something to look forward to. But that's all I'm going to say about relationships here. I just feel like it's important to say that that's a different kind of jealousy, because you guys need to talk about it, and you need to set some guidelines. I don't like to say rules, because rules sound harsh, but guidelines. Anyways, moving on to the type of jealousy I did want to talk about, and that is jealousy of like famous people, jealousy of people on social media, jealousy of, you know, anyone who's doing something that you want to be doing. And sometimes I catch myself also when I'm like scrolling through social media, I catch myself and thinking like, oh, I wish I had this, whatever the girl has. But now I kind of stop myself and I'm like, wait a minute, like, I literally can have that. Why am I feeling like this? You know, and that's the key of knowing whatever someone else has, you can have as well. And rather than saying, oh, that bitch, I'm so jealous of her. No, rather say, wow, thank you so much for showing me what I actually want. Because they're just showing you what's important to you. And if, I don't know, me going to LA and pursuing acting, if that's kind of making you feel a little like, oh, so jealous of her, then don't be, because it's not like, again, this is literally like what, the fourth time that I'm saying this, but I'm not some superhuman, and I've literally also just had to figure things out, and I'm still figuring things out. And I've dreamed of this since I was 5 years old, and I know that many of you have the same dreams. And I just went for it, you know? I think it's important to be brave and to know that I can have whatever I want, and I'm just gonna go for it, and I'm gonna work on myself to get there. Or I know that many of you wanna be self-employed, or many of you wanna be yoga teachers. All of this is also achievable for you. You just have to shift your mindset to, how can I achieve that? Like, ask yourself, okay, how can I achieve that? And your brain will literally find so many answers. And if you can't think of anything like right now, then once this episode ends, get out your journal, get out your pen, and write down, what can I do to get what I want? Like, to get whatever it is you want. Because your brain will give you things you can do. You know, because inside of us, all of us have our higher self. And our higher self, or our soul, or whatever you want to call it, is still connected to this space, unearthly space that we can't see, I guess. But if you're listening to this podcast, you know that there is just some kind of higher power that we're all connected to, you know, some God or love or energy, whatever you want to call it. So our higher self inside of us wants the best for us. Our higher self wants that all of our dreams come true, and our higher self is actually supporting us, and our intuition is, you know, guiding us in that direction. But so many of us are so disconnected from this higher self, whether it was through childhood, maybe if you got beaten a lot, you completely disconnected yourself from yourself, you know, because you had to dissociate. But also from trauma, anything, you know, we're just not connected with ourselves, and it's not helping that we always have our phone in our hand or our laptop, and we're always staring into a screen. Because you can't, if you just looked around once in a while, the universe would give you so many signs, you know, just that you're on the right path, or how to get to the right path. Like, it was so crazy, like a few years ago when I started Law of Attraction, I was asking about this question about how to get somewhere, and I was feeling so demotivated, and I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna go for a walk. Okay, I'm gonna feel better after I come from the walk. And that was just like my intuition, to just go on the walk in that time. So I went on a walk without my phone, and I was just walking, da da da. And then I see a billboard, and the billboard said something not particularly interesting. But there was something on that billboard. I don't remember exactly what it was, but something caught my attention. It was a link or something. So I remembered the link, and then I put the link in my laptop when I got home. Again, not so interesting, but there was an ad. See, and this ad got interesting. So I clicked on it, and it was just like a sequence of a flow, you know? And it was my intuition guiding me, because my intuition told me to go on that walk. And I was looking around, I wasn't looking into my phone, so I saw the billboard, and I saw the link, and then I saw the ad. And I feel like there were a few more steps to that, I don't exactly remember, but I remember just feeling this is a great example of being in a flow and letting yourself be guided by your intuition. And you can also ask the universe for a sign. My sign is a dragonfly. Every time I see a dragonfly, it's particularly related to my career in acting. So I know that whatever I did in that moment that I'm seeing the dragonfly is somehow getting me closer to that. But I also have some other signs. I can make a whole podcast about signs and how to pick them, if that's something that you'd be interested in. If yes, please let me know. But yeah, you can pick a sign, and then you will always feel like, oh, okay, I'm on the right path when you see it. Or at least for me, it's super reassuring always. And it's just like, so exciting when I see one. But that's just an example of how to flow and how to be guided by your intuition and just knowing that really you can have anything you want. And even if it sounds crazy now, just kind of feel into that, because you were born into this world 100% pure potential. Okay, you can do, be, and become anything that you want. Whether you were born in Europe, Asia, America, Africa, wherever. I feel like society, you know, wants to keep you in that victim mindset of telling you like, oh, if you were born lower class, then you can never achieve anything. But that's bullshit. Like, look how many people who are extremely successful came from having absolutely nothing. Came from having abusive parents, living in a one-bedroom apartment, sleeping on the floor with their five siblings, you know, but look at them now. There are so many stories like that. So don't ever let your circumstances define your future, because it's just a story that you tell yourself. And I love reading stories of successful people who didn't always have it easy, because it just makes me so motivated and it makes me feel like, oh, I can do it as well, you know? And I, for example, I was in many ways very lucky because I was born in Europe into a middle-class family as a white blonde woman. I mean, already that in many areas is winning the jackpot and is, I'm not saying that in a cocky way, rather an aware way, because there's still so much racism and it breaks my heart, and that's a topic for a different episode. But I never had to struggle with any of those things that people of color need to struggle with. So in many ways, I did have it very easy. But in many ways, I had it very traumatic and very scary, very sad. And for example, my relationships with men were completely damaged. Like, I had to start from zero when I started going to therapy, and I had to completely redo that for myself. And now look at the beautiful relationship I have with my boyfriend, you know? So it is achievable, and I also didn't always have it. Oh, that's just one example, the relationship. Or money also. People who grew up with no money say that, oh, I've always been poor. I'm just always gonna be poor. I'm always gonna have to work 10 hours a day, just, you know, paycheck to paycheck. But that's not true. And I'm not saying that from a privileged place, but I'm saying that from someone who understood how the law of attraction works. And it's just the story that you tell yourself. I've probably said that like 10 times already. Just the story that you tell yourself. I'm kind of going around the topic of jealousy. I'm not speaking specifically just about it, but I feel like it's important to know just the whole mindset around it, that you can really have anything you want. And you don't have to be jealous of others. Like, if you want to get somewhere, if you have some role model and you want what they have, which you probably do because you're feeling jealous of them, you can text them and ask them, hey, I really admire what you accomplished. How did you get there? What were your steps? What did you learn? What is necessary for me to learn? Like, more often than not, these successful people will actually want to help you, because they understood the law of attraction in the sense that there doesn't have to be any competition. You know, we don't have to compete with each other. The fact that I help you doesn't mean that I'm taking anything away from myself. It's just you can be happy, I can be happy, more people in this world can be happy. It's literally going to make the world a better place. So in turn, I'm going to be even happier. So like, why not share this information? Also, that's why I record these podcasts. Like, there's no gatekeeping here. What I learn, I tell you, because there's no fear inside of me that like we would have to compete with each other. Like I said in a previous episode, even if all of you wanted to be actresses, like, I'm still going to tell you how to do the law of attraction, because we're all going to book different roles, and it's not taking a role from me, you know? When a role is meant for me, it's gonna be there. And it has nothing to do with if I tell you about law of attraction or not. And chances are that you look completely different than me. Maybe you're taller, maybe you're shorter, maybe you have dark hair, maybe you have green hair. I don't know, you know, like, we're gonna book different roles. So
why would we compete with each other? So successful people will want to share with you how they got there. So feel free to message them, ask them, you know, like, hey, like, I'm in a nice way. Sometimes people text me on Instagram, like, really in an entitled way of like, tell me how you did this. Like, send me your acting school. Like, I'm just like, hello? Like, what happened to hello? How are you? Thank you. You know, some people are just entitled. And chances are, if you message me like that, I'm not gonna reply, just because it kind of drains my energy. But if you text me like, hey, I would really love to start acting, I don't know where to start, you know, I always send everyone the contact of my acting teacher. He's great. So yeah, there's no gatekeeping here. So, but even if you don't want to be an actress or do what I'm doing, you can text whoever it is that is your, I don't want to say role model, but you know, someone who you look up to in that sense, because they've achieved it, and they're showing you that you can achieve it as well. And they're not some superhumans. They also just had to work through it, and they didn't just get lucky. You know, that's also a common misconception with actors, for example, that they just got lucky, which is not true. You know, like, I'm not gonna say names, but I met some cool people last week when I was in LA, and I went to this cool acting school. And there's this famous actor who many of us think that he just got lucky. And I thought that as well, that he just, you know, got famous overnight. And I was like, oh, I'm so jealous. I wish that happened to me. I wish I was just walking on the street and someone scouted me and I was a Hollywood actress, you know. But then I actually found out last week that it wasn't like that at all. And he actually went to class, acting class, for 4 years, like 5 times a week. Before he got his big break. And we didn't see that because, you know, Hollywood wanted to paint this picture that he was, you know, just scouted, discovered, whatever. But he actually worked so hard to get there, and he faced rejection after rejection after rejection. But we didn't know that. So the reason why I'm saying this is because, again, they're not some superhumans that would just get it easily. No, they had to work for it as well. And if they could do it, you can do it as well. And if you don't want to be an actor, I'm talking a lot about acting because that's my career choice, but you know, this applies to anything. And you can always message people who are doing what you want to be doing and just ask them, hey, how did you get to where you are? There's a high chance that they will tell you. I don't see why not. I mean, unless they don't see a message, because if they're really well known, then they just don't see it. But yeah, I just loved the story last week. I was like, oh, damn it. I wish more people knew about this, because it would help so many people who feel like nothing is working out for them, and give them some perspective, you know, and give them hope that it is achievable for them as well. Because everything is, you can literally have anything that you desire if you just open up yourself to it. So the next time you're feeling jealous, just instead of feeling like, oh, she's so lucky, I wish I had that as well, no, rather feel, wow, thank you so much, universe, thank you so much, this person, for showing me what it is that I really want, for showing me that this is important to me. Okay, now how can I get there? How can I do this as well? And your brain will find a way to get you there. Your higher self will find a way to get you there. Just open up yourself to your intuition. Just open up yourself to receiving the answers, the way, you know, just everything. And that's a topic for a whole other podcast, about receiving. Because so many of us are not feeling worthy of our dreams, whether that's because of conditioning or whatever that we've been told. But we don't feel worthy, and so we're blocking it from ourselves and we're not receiving it. Even though it's literally like maybe right in front of us, we could have it right then, but we're literally blocking it from ourselves. Like if you're manifesting a loving partner, he could literally be sitting in the seat in front of you on the bus, but you're not gonna meet until like 2 years later, until you start feeling worthy. You know, isn't that crazy? So you just have to open up yourself, really work on yourself, work on your self-confidence, work on your reprogramming your conditioning that you got, and just really feeling like, ah, yeah, I can do it. I can do anything that I want. Okay? So next time you're jealous of someone, just say an affirmation, say that, wow, I'm so grateful that my intuition guided me to seeing this. I realize now that it's so important to me. I'm going to find a way to get there. And just say a few affirmations, like everything is unfolding perfectly for me, or aligning perfectly for me. I'm so happy and grateful. I'm exactly where I need to be. You know, like general affirmations. They help a lot. And yeah, I think that's everything that I wanted to say about jealousy today. If there's anything that's unclear, feel free to write it down below here on YouTube, in the comments. There's a higher chance that I will see it and reply to you here, just because there's not so many comments here, whereas on Instagram I get a lot of messages, so I might not get to yours. Also, never take that personally. Like, it's nothing personal, it's just that I don't have the time to reply to so many messages. So yeah, comment it here if you have any questions, and if you have any suggestions what you'd like to hear next time, I'm also really open to that. And yeah, thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.